like coming in here and seeing all you folks. So we feel very good about these last two picks. You know, our pick, you know, when you pick a lineman out of Iowa, you know, they've been producing players in the line, you know, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. And Mike Daniels is a guy that when we were looking last year, they had a couple linemen that were drafted last year, and he was a guy that stood out last year. We were very impressed with him in the interview. We think that he's a all-football guy, you know, brings a lot of energy, been very productive, you know. You see, I think he had 9.5 sacks or something like that, but has very good quickness, a good motor. He's playing hard all the time, and we like what he'll bring, you know, to our front. Jerron McMillan from Maine was a guy that we had in for a pre-draft visit. Liked him very well on the visit, and was very impressed with watching him on tape. He has the qualities that we look for in a safety. Number one, he can run. Number two, he's a very aggressive player. You see him throw his body around, you know, and a good tackler, and we think that he could go either way. You know, he could play either strong or free, which is something we're always looking for, guys that have the type of movement skills in this day and age where if they have to go down and cover on a wide receiver, that he would have those types of capabilities. So it'll be fun to see both these guys come in and get started here in our rookie camp, and we're looking forward to seeing them on the field. Well, last year, what we had, 5 out of the first 6 were offense, so it's just kind of flipped over from what it was a year ago.
Dom, specifically, what was it that you liked about the safety when you brought him in for the interview? Was it things he said or the way he conducted himself?
I thought he handled himself well. Like I say, we were impressed with him, you know, on tape. Obviously, you know, coming out of Maine, you want to spend time with him. And, you know, he just had a very aggressive style when you watched him play. And you could tell his movement skills. I mean, he was up making plays on the line of scrimmage and did a nice job breaking on the ball from a deep zone. And we just think he had the movement and the speed to, if you had to play him deep, he could play deep and go get the ball. And if you brought him down to play the run, that he went after the run and showed the kind of quickness and speed that we like to have.
Don, you've played young guys a bunch of times in the last 3 years. You got 5 rookies now that are going to be in the mix. What are the challenges that face a rookie to come in into your scheme and learn it and be productive?
Well, it's obviously to make the step coming into this league and being able to go out and produce and play the way, you know, we expect our guys to play. You know, it's a good transition. But one of the things that I think that we do, you know, with our rookie, starting right with the rookie camp, and the good thing about these guys is I think they're going to be able to stay in here after the rookie camp and go to work. And believe me, we'll be working overtime with all these guys. We know how important they're going to be, you know, to our success defensively, you know, this coming year. So you want to give them every chance that you can to have them go out and compete. You know, a big part of our job as we go along will be to figure out how much they can handle mentally and then take it out on the field and perform. And so this offseason is going to be really critical whenever you have the number of young guys that we're going to have. And you want to try to put them in the best situation to when we come back for training camp that they can compete for a job. And, you know, that's the big challenge for us from a coaching staff standpoint.
Do you think Daniels get a little bit bigger?
Oh, he's in the 290s, I believe, or, you know, right at that, you know. But the thing that jumps out to me is the way he plays the game. You know, he plays the game with quickness, intensity. You know, I think he'll bring a sense of energy, you know, with him. And, you know, I think both the defensive linemen that we've added, all right, have excellent inline quickness, which I think that you have to have, you know, in this day and age in order to, you know, beat a one-on-one block.
Is Daniels going to play in your base defense?
Well, he's a guy that, you know, we play a lot of three technique. I think he could be a three technique. Obviously, we've been a big nickel team, and I could see both these young guys coming in, okay, would play inside in our nickel, and I think they give you the kind of quickness and explosiveness and some of the things which we feel we've needed, to become a quicker, faster defense. One of the things on that, Bob, I think we've got enough flexibility. We'll adjust what we're doing, okay, to try to get our best football players on the field.
Pretty athletic guy, too.
Yes. He's a guy that I think he can, there's no question, he can do all the movement things. And when you watch him on tape, that's the thing that jumps out at you, where he'll make a quick move and beat a block and go get the quarterback.
Tom, when people kind of fixate on outside linebacker pass rush, but what have you done for your interior pass rush?
Well, I like these two young guys that we've drafted. I think that they've both got some size. Now, you know, Mike's not as tall, but I think they both have quickness and have the ability to get on and get off a block. And then once they disengage to come off a block, I think they've got a little burst where they can go get the quarterback or the running back.
Tom, what is the status of your base 3-4 defense? How much do you think you're going to end up, especially given who these guys are, how much of that are you going to play? Did you play enough of it last year that you were happy with, or do you think you are moving away from it?
Well, there's so many variables that go into that. I think you have to install that, you have to have it, but with the way the game is now, let me give you an example, okay? We played the Detroit Lions twice, and you can count, it's just a handful, okay, of your base defense you're going to play against them, because they're in a three-wide receiver set, and when they aren't in a three-wide receiver set, their second tight end is like a wide receiver, and they run the same package. You aren't going to be playing much of your base defense, and that's two games in our division. Now, you could go on and say, we opened with the New Orleans Saints out here last year. We did not play one snap of our base defense because of the style of play that they play, because they're always looking for matchups. So the game's changed, and you have to have those elements within your package, but the percentages is going to be based a lot on who you're playing against.